Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful dhikr on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning on our program, As-Safinatu Ilal Jannah. Well, it's 26 minutes after 5 South African time. Where is our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad? Well, I heard he is in Queensburg, either Queensburg or Queenstown, I don't know, in PE. It's today the 23rd of Dhulqaada, 1443. Let's go to Queensburg. I hope the weather is well there, Ustad. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ma'arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This Mubarak day of Jumu'ah Friday, the 23rd of Dhulqaada 1443, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah 21, Suratul Anbiya, and verse number 30. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is drawing our attention. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Don't these people who are non-Muslims see and observe? أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَدْقًا. That the heavens and the earth were all stuck together. There is no veil, no barrier, no partition in between. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَدْقًا فَفَتَّقْنَاهُمَا. And then we separated it. So Almighty Allah, Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of His absolute sovereignty, majesty and authority, He made the heavens and the skies and the land and sand all stuck together. Thereafter, the separation took place. Thereafter, the rain started coming. Thereafter, the land and the sand started producing its fruit and flora, fauna, vegetation, everything. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And everything that is alive today, remember that the water was also sent by Almighty Allah. So everything comes from Almighty Allah. But this human being, because of his or her arrogance and pride, أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. What, are they still not believing? So who made the sun rise? Who made the sun set? Who is making day zero in Port Elizabeth? So everything happens with the Qudrat, with the power, majesty and authority of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we must reflect in the wonder pond of Almighty Allah. We don't accept what this scientist say or that prophet says, because remember that is based on their theory and experiments, and then you find another scientist will come, they will debunk it and they will refute it and reject it. So we say Islam is supra-logical. It is for all times, all places and all circumstances. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are here in Queenstown. Yesterday we left from Dr. Hafiz Mullah Ismail Mullah's place, is London. Then after Zohar Salat, we read Zohar in the Masjid, the Beacon Bay Masjid, MashaAllah, Masjid Noor. And my brother Faisal, MashaAllah, Sheikh Faisal, he came to pick me up. And then we came here to Queenstown. MashaAllah, he drives very fast also. His car doesn't have number plates also. He's a special person, you know. So MashaAllah, we were here in Queenstown at Asr time. And then we read Asr Salat. And then after, I went to the barber to prepare for Jumu'ah. And then, mashallah, supper here there by Dr. Muhammad Magda's place, and thereafter wonderful program in the Masjid, yeah, Masjid Muhajireen. Lot of Somali brothers, Ethiopian brothers, and India Pakistan brothers, locals. 1.5 hour program with a Q&A. So with Allah's help and mercy, everything well. Today's program, inshallah. So after we finish, then we will go for Salat to the Masjid, and 6:15 is Jamaat, so it suits us fine. And thereafter, we'll have a program, and then today's khutbah, inshallah, from Makkah at around 11:25 South African time by Sheikh Bandar Balila. We will translate it from here, from Queenstown, inshallah. And thereafter, we'll go here to the Masjid Muhajireen in Queenstown to deliver the Jummah lecture, and the khutbah, Salat, all that will take place. And after lunch, inshallah, then we will leave for PE. I just give you 1-2 examples. Mm-hmm. How much shukr, how much qadr we must make. Yesterday we arrived there Asr time at around 4:15, 4 o'clock. So the brothers were telling me that from 5-6 o'clock in the morning yesterday, right till Maghrib time or Isha time, there was no electricity, no power at all. So it means for about 13-14 hours, the whole day basically, they had no power. And now also 5 o'clock, it went out, you know, that again, this load shedding here. And I can hear the generator is on here by doctor's place. So that's how things are here. And today when we go to PE, they're speaking of day zero and so forth, and meaning no water, little bit water there will be. So make special dua for the people of Eastern Cape. Either there's no water, either there's no power, and they're having huge problems and challenges. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for them and for the entire Ummati Muslimah. Let us go to few international stories. Number one is Russia has threatened the whole of Europe that they will cut off the gas to Europe. If that happens, remember, most of the countries will run bankrupt because they won't be able to function properly and so forth. And Iran has reported, now this we have to verify, we're not 100% sure, but Iran has reported on their media that Saudi Arabia and MBS in particular are cutting deals and making deals with the Israelis to sell certain portions of land in Makkah and surroundings and so forth to the Israelis. But for us, it's nothing surprising because they're already allowing the Jutlas and the non-Muslims to enter Medina Munawwara, and the deals are going on and so forth. That nobody can refute about Medina. So non-Muslims are being allowed there and so forth. So remember that everything, as I told you before, our Haramain Sharifain is already half already in the control of the Jutlas, the Jews. And then you see Masjid al-Aqsa is under their control. So now you see it's a public relations matter now. They want to show the world, so they will allow. You must remember a few Palestinians from Gaza, from a few Palestinians from Aqsa and the West Bank to come and perform Hajj. So it suits Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime, and it suits the Saudis also. It's a good public relations for them. But end of the day, you must remember, they don't care who's for the Palestinians. They more interested the Arab regime, tenpot dictators, to cut deals with the Israelis and with the Indian Modi Mushrik idol worshipper government. So that is how the Arab regimes behave nowadays. Majority of them, few you can exempt, but majority of them. So therefore, we need to understand the real politics that is going on. We all are aware what happened in Afghanistan, so we all should try and contribute to the best of our ability, and inshallah, you know, they are really, really suffering there. More than 1,000 people shaheed, thousands others displaced. Every street, people are mourning and weeping and crying. Allah Jalla Wala alleviate their plight. Almighty Allah make it easy for all of us. So inshallah al-Aziz, that we make dua, read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we read Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq and make it easy.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, I've got a brother here from Canada. I think his brother Idris. He says, please bring it notice to our beloved Mufti Sahab that Sheikh Mahmoud Effendi has passed away in Istanbul, a great scholar, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Gee, I supposed to mention this with now all this load shedding and the generator going on and that, you know, so everything some upset the focus and the concentration. Yes, inna lillahi. We heard about it yesterday. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sheikh Mahmoud Effendi, at the age of 6-7 already, by heart at the Quran, he was a waliullah. Thousands and millions of people benefited from him, and they built masjid, madrasa in various parts of the world, not only in Turkey. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. One Hajj, I met him there in Makkah or Medina, I can't remember, but I remember we did meet him. So may Almighty Allah grant our Sheikh Mahmoud Effendi Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He was waliyun min awliya Allah, one of the awliya Allah. Ahsibu kazalik wa la uzakki alallahi ahada. So remember that that is what we say, but Almighty Allah knows the best. So Almighty Allah make it easy for all the people who were connected to him, because for them, remember, they never only lost a personality, an alim, a sheikh, but they lost a spiritual father as well. So not only a loss for Turkey, but a loss for the ummah as well. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant Sheikh Mahmoud Effendi Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, his family, his students, and everybody, Sabri Jamil.
I see this brother Farhad from London. I think he's from Blackburn who studied. And he says that Mufti Saab, enough is enough. Why don't we Muslims also take the law in our own hands? First, it was the movie Lady in Heaven. Now it is the brutal attack on Muslim family in Sheffield. Ustad, brother Farhad from London.
Yes, I sent that yesterday to our news team. Shocking, brutal. And remember, these type of things, I mean, you have law and order there. You need to charge each one of them for terrorism, and you must send it out on all social media. You see the white hegemony. You see South Africa. Mm. We were born in apartheid. We know what is apartheid. It was legislated by the apartheid white minority regime. And remember, they would win every election, the Nationalist Party, on this slogan. They would tell the whites that Swat Khafar, Swat Khafar. If you don't vote for us, then the blacks will take over, and so forth and so on. So that happened in 1994. So same thing is happening now when you speak of the New World Order. The New World Order means the white hegemony. We who are considered non-whites, remember that, and primarily Muslim. So whether you are brown, pink, yellow, green, whatever, they will always consider us. These are the racists. Remember that majority of them are racist, and they feel that they are superior and everybody else is inferior, and they can take the law in their own hands. Like what the settlers do there in occupied Palestine, they can kill, they can stab, they can maim any person, remember, among the Palestinians, and the law will still be in their favor. How many Jutkas are arrested in the past 74 years? So few, and you take every day a Palestinian is either arrested or either maimed or either killed and so forth. If you look at the average of it, same thing you see in India, the mob mentality, you must remember, that they can just say this person, yeah, he was eating beef or he slaughtered a cow or something, and then the mob will lynch him. The army, police, judges, all will be sympathetic to the idol worshipper, the Hindu. So that is what's happening here. So what you need to do is mobilize and get your imams and all of them to speak about this there in Britain and UK. A definite act of racism, a definite act of terrorism as far as I'm concerned. And you must go and make sure that these people must pay the price for their crimes against Muslims. You're living in a democracy where there is law and order, and you have many Muslims, remember, in senior positions there. So you need to mobilize everybody, inshallah, and remember this white thugs, and whoever it is by us, whether it's white or Indian or black or green, they must pay the price for their crimes and their heinous assault and heinous crimes which they perpetrated.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see there's a brother says that my friend who's a Jew, he says that how can the book Bukhari, must be saying Bukhari, Ustad, be second after your Holy Bible because we Jews have proof for it. What answer should I tell him? Anonymous, Ustad.
Remember that three answers you must tell him. One is this, the Quran Sharif is the direct word and the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 15, verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. That we, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping His Majesty, authority and sovereignty. We revealed this Quran and we revealed it piecemeal, nazzalna, gradually it means. This reminder, wa inna lahu lahafidun, and we will protect it, preserve it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. He must ask his rabbis, show us one in Israel, the rogue regime, or anywhere else in the world, if there's one single rabbi today alive who can read the entire Torah, the original Torah, revealed to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, in the original language by memory. Remember, there is not a single one of them, and it is only we Muslims. We won't produce one, we will produce million people, male, female, adult and children. So you must remember that that is the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So that's first. Second one, if we give our books, we can be prejudiced, we can be biased. Tell him he must go and read the book by Montgomery Watt. The first name is Montgomery, and the second name, the surname is Watt, W-A-T-T. And the book's title and name is Formative Period. He's an Orientalist. I studied his work when I was in varsity. So in that formative period, he, Montgomery Watt, writes in the book Formative Period, you Muslims are the only people on the face of the earth that you have a chain of transmission. So when we say man qara'a surat al-kahf yawm al-jumu'ah adaa lahu min an-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atayn, the master habibuna mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites surah kahf on a Friday, then Allah will bless him with nur, radiance, effulgence from one Friday to the next. This is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. So there is a chain of transmission. So you are the only people on this, on the face of the earth. He says, Montgomery Watt, not Muslim, Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u, virtue is that that even your enemies bear testimony to it. He say you have the profile of 500,000 male, female, adult and children. And he says, I studied your books of hadith, Abu Dawood, Tasai, Ibn Majah, all this, and I'm amazed at the amount of consistency I found. Now this is they saying, Orientalists who study. So when you study the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you come to know that the ahadith are graded, meaning you get some books that have sahih hadith, some that will have sahih and hasan, some will have sahih, hasan and da'if. So these are all technical terms, meaning some will have authentic, some will have authentic good and weak, some will have weak hadith. So these are the evaluation of the great, great scholars. So when we speak of hadith, then we, the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, say Imam Bukhari Rahimahullah's compilation is the most authentic. But that is the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from him to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for every hadith there's chain of transmission. And for Quran Sharif, that is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah, for this Ummah, made it such, we know of people, never mind who are Hafiz of Quran, they are Hafiz of Bukhari Sharif, Hafiz of the Ahadith as well. So this is how Almighty Allah preserves it. Then as a Jutla, you show us one person who has memorized the Torah, show us one person who knows the Talmud, and tell the people what the Talmud is teaching. The Talmud says, we the Goyim, we the Gentiles, we the non-Jews, we are like animals and we are like donkeys and slaves and so forth. So we are second, third, fourth class citizen, and the world can see today what the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime is doing with the Palestinians. So that is the answer and the questions you need to pose to him.
Well, so the brother wants to know from Maritzburg that
that the mass slaughtering of Sunnis in Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Lebanon, Ustad. If Ustad could please elaborate on it.
Remember that our worst enemies, Quran Sharif has taught us, are mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, surah 5, surah Maida, chapter 5, verse 82. All in the last page of the 6 Supara, 6 Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So you must remember this, that you will find now and in the future, the worst people, the worst enemies of yours are who? The Yahud, the Jews. And remember, the idol worshippers, and that is the Hindus, the Mushrik. We never ever say every Jew. We never ever say every Hindu. We will say majority of them. And you just have to look at the rogue regime of Israel and the apartheid regime of India under the BJP and Modi from 2014 up to this day. Now, if you want to go further, then you go to a book called Rijalul Kashi. The book's name for you ulama and students and people who want to understand true Islam, the book's name is called Rijalul Kashi. And Rijalul Kashi is written by a Shia scholar. In there he writes that the founder of Shia Azam is a Yahudi, Abdullah bin Sabah. So it shows that, remember, that Shia Azam is connected to Judaism, and they use play with one another, and they fool the world. Every day Israel will make a statement against Iran. Iran will say something. But the same thing, you take a coin and you turn it, flip it this side, that side. So Judaism, Shiaism. So now if you look at it, you must remember that if you look at it, then you will find that what happens is that Iran, they are not Arabs, they are Persians, and their mother tongue is, you must remember, that is Persian, Farsi and Persian, but they are already occupying 4 capitals. If you look at Iraq, it's Shia. If you look at Lebanon, Hizbul Shaitan is there, they call Hezbollah, it's also Shia. If you look at Syria, Bashar Assad, 100% Kufar, he's there. And if you look at Yemen, so they're very strong there, the Houthis. So these are the people who slaughtered the Sunnis and so forth. And I sent out to you in the past 2 days or so that here in South Africa, some people are promoting the ascended Quran and so forth. And we're exposing the person, remember this, that people must not get caught up in this. Shias are 100% out of the fold of Islam, and we must not get caught up with them. And they'll tell you that this Quran is the best Quran and so forth and so on. So remember, we expose everything. Anybody wants all the information on that Quran and the person, all that, I sent it to you also, Mawlana Arafat. Yesterday I sent out about Khomeini, so in this morning also I'll send it out. What Khomeini wrote in one of his books, you can have intercourse with animals also. He wrote in his book Tawdihul Masail, which I have, that you must make muta, you can make muta, prostitution for 1 hour. Which person in his right mind can accept this here? Therefore, without apology, we say it loudly, boldly, and proudly, that the Shia is a kuffar and out of the fall of Islam.
I see Brother Frederick Ustad, he wants to know that if Mufti Saab is an Afrikaner, because he heard you that you come from Heidelberg. He's got a friend there, Ustad. Frederick's.
I am way, my Buddha Fredericks. Ek is van Heidelberg af. Heidelberg in die Transvaal. En ek praat Afrikaans. But nou is my Afrikaans nie baie suiwer nie. Ons praat biekie. Ons praat die kombees Afrikaans van die Kapstad. Ek praat Afrikaans, my broer. Afrikaner Fredericks, ja. As hy wil iets vraag, ek sal die antwoord gee, inshallah. En God is met ons. So that's what I told the brother. Yes, I'm born and bred in Heidelberg, and I speak Afrikaans, but now Zoom practice, so you know, we don't speak 100%, but we know what's going on. So if he's got any question, he can pose it with the help and mercy of Allah. We will answer it, inshallah.
Let's go to overseas, Ustad. A listener wants to know that they will be going for Hajj, the last week of Hajj, the last few days of Hajj. They want to know, Ustad, do you think they're going to drop the prices, Ustad?
The prices will escalate, my brother. There's no such thing of price going the decreasing. So remember that if, on the 1st of Zilhijjah, next week, Thursday, Friday, they will send you, that's why, that, to Azizia. So that will happen. Today is Friday, but next week, Friday, you will be in Azizia in most packages there. And you will see you are to come from Azizia to Makkah, the first two days, 5 riyal, 10 riyal, 15 riyal. Then you come to the 6th, 7th, or 1-2 days before Hajj, it will go to 50 riyal. Some charge 100 riyal. So remember, it is demand, supply and demand. They got no worry. You must remember that. That as long as they can fleece the Hajj, the government is fleecing the Hujjaj. They'll give the golf players million dollars and thousands of dollars and so forth. But the Hajjis must pay. If the Saudi regime, the Kuffar regime, I must call it, MBS and company, if they really had the welfare of the Hujjaj at heart, they would say that we, Saudi Arabia, are collecting 1 billion. Molana, billion, you know what billion means? You put a digit and you put 12 zeros after that. That is 1 billion. They're making and collecting $1 billion per day, daily, on the oil revenue. So how much money you got? You should have said that now, because 2020, you didn't allow foreigners. You didn't allow. That you the criminal. 2021, you didn't allow. So now we're going to allow foreigners and we will subsidize it. Then we can call you Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. Then we can tell you you're serving the Ummah. Now we call you Khainul Haramain Sharifain. You all are traitors to Islam and so forth. That's what you all are. And you fleece the people. My brother, sister from South Africa wants to go for Hajj. Now they have to pay 110,000, 120,000, not special services. You dump them right there in the end of Mina in Muzdalifah, and you say Khidmatul Hujjaj Sharaful Lana, to serve the Hujjaj is an honor for us. It's a disgrace, man. You're fooling people. And if you want with special services, 200,000 rand per person, you go ask the agents, go ask Flywheel, go ask Khidmatul Awam and all of them, what are their prices? You can't blame them, because you must remember that you have to pay Sahuk, you have to pay the AUPL hotels, you have to pay this. 101 things you have to do. And then the Hujjaj, remember, from America, Canada, Europe, and Britain, is a disaster for them. They're contacting me. What can I do?
Sure.
I can only make dua, because I can speak and conscientize the people. They're paying money, but the system run by the BJP's agents and all the Hindus, they are the ones who will run the lottery. It's run on a lottery system. That whoever's name come out, they will go for Hajj. So if the wife's name come out, she must go. But the husband's name don't come out, they're not interested. Husband's name come and the wife's name don't come. So they don't bother. So that's how. Mafi mukh, you know, they got no brains. You must remember this type of things here. Absolute chaos, disaster. Remember these things here. So there's no such thing is going to get cheaper. As you come nearer and nearer to the days of Hajj, everything, you know, the olden days in the 70s, 80s, when we used to go for Hajj and so forth, so it was everything 1 riyal, the cold ring and all that. Then when Hajj time comes, then it goes 1.5 riyal, then 2 riyal. Now it must be 3-4 riyal, I think. So remember, the last I was there, 2019, 2020, it went to 3 riyals. So now we 2022. So must be gone maybe 3.5-4 riyals. So that's how they work. That it is time to fleece and to rob and steal from the Hujjaj. But their time will come. Surah 22, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whoever makes irada and intention of deviation, zulam, oppression, transgression in the haram, then Almighty Allah will unleash a painful, terrible, horrible punishment for them. This is Quran Sharif. Remember that.
I see there's a sister from Saudi. She says it's 4 riyals, Ustad.
There's it there. 4 riyals. See, there's it there. Yalla. From the horse's mouth, direct from Saudi. So, mashallah, we got the listeners from America, Canada, Saudi, Haman's Kral, all listening, mashallah.
Ustad, somebody wants to know that what do the Arab government do with our Hajj money, Ustad?
Remember, the Arab government, Saudi government say, we're making a lot of khidmat for you. So the khidmat service, khidmat means to serve you. So in Mina, they made posh buildings and they put massage chairs. They say the Hajis get very tired, so we must massage them. Then they put urinals there and you must stand and open your fire brigade. So this is a khidmat they're making. You must remember, the haramis, these people, they destroy everybody's Hajj. Then they made a new camp, Camp D. They're going to dump the Hajis there. I just make shukr, Ya Allah, out of your fadl, out of your mercy, we went for Hajj several times, Umrah, everything, Medina Munawwara. Wallahi, I cry to Allah, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain.
Ameen.
But these alims, Allah must decimate and destroy them. See now, you're paying 200,000, 110,000, 120,000. I mean, it's a lot of money. And you're going with your wife, it's quarter million rand minimum. And where are you going to stay? You're going to stay in Muzdalifah. But you have to be in Mina. When you tell anybody, they want to lock you up. Yes. So where is the justice? Where is the Islam? And then you get these imams. They will say, look at the khidmat that the king is doing, the crown prince is doing, and this, because they're on the payroll and all these type of things here. So a sad, sad state of affairs, remember this, and all controlled by the Jutlas and the Hindus Mushrik. So can you believe our holiest places that run by these people there? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, what must be done with the remaining shares of a 7-share Qurbani animal if only some shares have been taken and not all? Ustad?
So, mashallah, you're buying a cow, you're buying a camel, so you have 7 shares. So you, my brother, you who bought 2 shares, 3 shares, and now you got another 1, 2 shares. So buy the other 1, 2 also. So 1 share you say for Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can we ever repay the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his one tear, for the one drop of blood? Never ever. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the only Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Surah 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Open Ibn Majah, he Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recited the verse, إِنِّي وَجَهْتُ وَجْهِيَا تَلَّئِينَ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَا تَلَّئِينَ. And thereafter said, Ya Allah, I'm slaughtering this kabashain, these two rams. Allahumma laka minka walaka. Ya Allah, it came from you and now we're slaughtering it. One on Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one on my behalf. And the second one on Ummati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on behalf of the Ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves us so much, even Qurbani time, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed an animal for us. So you got the extra share, so slaughter one for the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and slaughter one for the ummah. So mashallah, in that way the 7 shares will be done. Last question.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, how many sajdas are there in Para 19, Ustad?
Remember that in the Quran Sharif, there are 15 sajda tilawat. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says you should perform 15. Shafi say 14. They omit the one in Surah Sa'd. Hanafi say 14. They omit the second one of Surah Hajj. And Maliki say 11. And they omit the second one in Surah Hajj. And the last three, Surah Wan-Najmi, Surah Idh-Sama'un Shaqat, and Surah Iqra Bismi. In the 19 Jews, remember that there are 2 sajdas there. So one in the starting, one in the ending. So inshallah, now we will go for the news. Our brother Uwaisi is waiting, and thereafter the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Maulana Khalid Yaqub. And inshallah, after that, 7 o'clock will be news, and Maulana Khalid, Maulana Zahid Khan is there. So 8:30 to 9 will be brother Salman Khan, and then 11:25 we will join up with Makkah and translate the khutbah from Makkah, Sheikh Bandar Balila today. Barakallahu fiqh. Make dua for the Hujjaj. Make dua for the Haramain. Make dua for the people in Medina Munawwara who are the Zahirin. Allah Jalla wa la accept everybody's ziyarat, Umrah, Hajj. Allah Ta'ala accept us. Make dua for us here in Eastern Cape.
Ameen.
We need power. We need water. We need water, rain, day in PE. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu
alaikum. Ustad, somebody is asking if Ustad is coming to give a lecture in Masjid al-Taqwa for Jumu'ah. Ustad?
So Masjidul Taqwa, I'm here. That's next week you're speaking about. Yeah, my brother, you're confused now.
Mm.
1st July, next week I'll be there in Masjidul Taqwa. Today I'm in Masjidul Muhajirin. My brother, you must see with both eyes, not one eye. One eye, the Jalsis. Okay, right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.